Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Cyber Shot Podcast. Cyber Shot Podcast. Cyber Shot Podcast. Take one. Take one. Lights.
More fire.
Camera.
Camera.
Action. Dreamer. 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 They call me Cyber Shot. Don't worry, man. I won't hurt you, bro.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Yo, check it out. If it's your first time listening to me, allow me to introduce myself. I am your host, Cyber Shots. And today on Cyber Shot Podcast, we're going to talk about off the grid. That's right, off the grid. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp. Oh, my. Yo, check this out. You know how I like to do it this time? Let's get the energy right. Ready? Let's go.
They call me Cyber Shot. Don't worry, man.
You're fired.
I won't hurt you, fool.
Just a
dreamer.
You're just a dreamer. You're a fire. All right. Here we go. Yo, check this out. Speaking of off the grid, I was trying to go live on Haps TV. You know what I'm saying? I got approximately 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Go figure. Anyway, it crashed. So I was deciding, what should I do? Should I go on YouTube? Eh. Should I go to Spoon? Eh. Should I go to IG Live? Eh. Should I go to Facebook Live? Eh. Anyway, I had to jump back on the podcast. Maybe it's time for me to get back on here. What have you guys been up to? First and foremost, I hope that you had a good day. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's jump into off the grid. That's right, off the grid. As we all know, after this 60-minute episode, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. That's right. Shut down. Now, me, myself, I was on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I was on Twitter minding my own business. And all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden it was like. Now, all my Twitter people are like, yo, who is it?
It's, excuse me, it's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And we like, we don't fuck with you, man.
Dream.
Hey, y'all see all the people that forgot that they had Twitter trying to tweet some shit on Twitter? That shit was hilarious. Well, hello, I'm
from Facebook. This is my sibling WhatsApp, and this is my other sibling Instagram. Hey guys, come on.
Yes.
Can I help you?
Yeah, Twitter. You know, we just came to see what's up. How you doing?
Seriously.
So Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, y'all just came to check on Twitter, right?
Yeah, all right, then.
Who is it?
It's Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Twitter,
how you doing, buddy? What's going on? Well, if it isn't Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, how can I say this? We don't fuck with you, man.
They call me Cyber Shot. Don't worry, man. I won't hurt you, bro.
Fire. Okay. Let me stop. Am I trolling? Am I trolling Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram? Am I doing that? Oh well, it is what it is. Now, where was I? At this in particular time, no, seriously. Fade it out. All right, now at this in particular time, check it out. I was actually making some beats and doing a rough draft of another video that I'm going to do. So it really didn't affect me. You know, it's been a minute since this has happened. Now, the last time that I can remember this happening, I was on a cruise, right? I was on a cruise and going to the Bahamas, man. Yeah. And hey, man, what the blood clot of Guanzen? Hey, drinking in Mai Tais, man, boom, boom, you know what I'm saying? Drinking in Mai Tais and taking a cruise, baby, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let me try that again. Taking a cruise, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. And check this out. When it went down on the ship, you know what I'm saying? We're about to leave port and all the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got my Mai Tai. I got, I think I had like a $40 cigar. You know, I'm ready, man. It's cruise time. Now, like I said, back then, I did not have any social media. Everybody else that I was with, it was like a big simultaneously groan. Oh, is your Facebook, Instagram? What's going on? I'm like, sucks to be you. But anyway, let's talk about this being off the grid, right? Let's talk about this being off the grid. Now, we all know the situation, the 60 minutes, blahzy, blahzy, whoop-de-whoop. But at this in particular time, what were you really thinking? You know what I'm saying? What were you really thinking? Like, oh, no, there's no Instagram, there's no WhatsApp, and there's no Facebook. Now, for those of you who listen to me, you know how I feel about Facebook. I feel, you know, I have a lot of friends on there, you know what I'm saying, family members and whatever. But I feel, that's right, I have feelings, believe it or not. Whoa, feelings. Anyway, I think it turns people, it's the first really social experiment, you know what I'm saying, unless you want to go back to all the other stuff, Yahoo and all the, you know, all the MySpace and all the other stuff. I think MySpace is still out there. Yo, hit me up on MySpace. Yo, get that cyber shots on. I was never on MySpace. Cut that shit out. But anyway, check it out. Now, a lot of people were so upset. I get it for the content creators, people that use Instagram and, you know, Facebook to make money. I get that. Content influencers. But my thing is this. Why would you just be stuck on those in particular apps? I get it. You build your fan base. You're balling. You know, you're doing your thing on there. But you mean to tell me that's it? Those three apps or whatever? That's your main? I mean, if you had the consistency and the content to make it on them three apps, I'm pretty sure you're somewhere else. I get it. You know, hey, you probably lost a lot of money. But does that make you think like, hey, wait a minute. What happens when educational purposes, when they shut everything down? What are you going to do? Now, that's the digital part of being off the grid. You know what I'm saying? That's just the digital part. At this in particular time, in time, my time. Don't want to waste your time. But check it out, though. That's the digital part. It's like we're in a cross, you know, like a cross dimension between reality and virtual reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's off the grid digitally. Okay, let's say everything shut down digitally. Bam, you're gone. Now, how many of us could actually survive without the internet and social media? You know what I'm saying? And, yo, check this out. Shout out to 72 the Architect. Yeah, I was checking his Haps TV out. Hey, his birthday, by the time this airs, his birthday is today, Thursday. I'm putting this out Wednesday night, but Thursday. That's right. Shout out to 72 the Architect. Happy birthday, man. And I am exactly 4 years and 4 days older than you. Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. Anyway, back to the topic at hand, but make sure you go check out that episode. Haps TV, YouTube, Stereo, Facebook, man, he's all over the place. 72 the Architect, go check him out. What's up, Jason? What's going on? Anyway, check this out. Now, let's say internet, boom, it's gone, it's down. How would you survive? Have you ever took the time to learn how to grow something? You know what I'm saying? Do you know how to grow stuff? Like for me, hey, I have no problem. I grew up in the country, but I live in the city, so watch out. Anyway, check it out. Yes, I know how to grow food. That's no problem. Yes, I know how to grow weed, educational purposes. Yes, I know how to make moonshine, educational purposes. So if this went down, check this out. We gonna eat, drink, and be joyful. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's another podcast. But just think about this. In that one day, people freaked out. Now, for the millennials, I actually feel for you guys because this is all that you know. You know technology like that. Oops, I almost dropped the microphone. You know technology like that. And shout out to the younger generation, man. I respect y'all. You know what I'm saying? Although, you don't respect some of us. It is what it is. It's a learning process. Life is a learning process. But anyway, back to what I was saying. If the internet is off, right? Let's say it's off for 2 weeks. Could you survive? What would you do? Or would you just go crazy?
They call me Cybershot.
More fire.
Don't worry, man. I won't hurt you, bro. Dreamer. Dream on.
Just a I mean, you know, with all this technology and reality, virtual reality, and the internet, times are really, really getting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. If the internet were to go out for 2 weeks, I could handle it. You know what I'm saying? However, do we still have electricity? Because I'm going to be honest with you. If I couldn't make no beats, yeah, I would probably lose it.
More fire.
Really though, I'll probably lose it. So with that being said, Have you ever took the time out to think, what if, let me rephrase that, when this happens, educational purposes, what are you going to do when the internet comes for you? Okay, that was kind of corny. Hey, it is what it is. But seriously, though, have you ever sat and thought, what would you do if the whole grid was down? Okay, now that's the virtual part. Let's get to the reality part of living off the grid. You know what I'm saying? Now, there are many different levels to living off the grid. You know what I'm saying? I have a friend of mine who was on Anchor, who's living off the grid, right? And we actually went to high school, you know, many, many moons ago. Got the internet, he found me, whatever, blah, blah, whoop de whoop. And he was in corporate America for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Corporate America for a long time. He was like, yo, Cyber, I've had the world's fastest motorcycle. I've had Lambos. I've had houses. I had some of the most beautiful women in the world. And I was like, yeah, tell me more. Tell me more. You know, and he shot me a couple of videos. Hey, I was like, wow, no cap. I'm like, okay, I see you. And I asked him, why did you give that lifestyle up? And he was like, man, I just want peace and quiet. I don't want no internet. I mean, he has the internet. He's like, but, you know, I don't want to be around nobody. He had two properties worth some money, right? I'm not going to, you know, pocket watch him and tell you. But anyway, right when we first connected, before he made that move to get off the grid, he was telling me about, boom, I'm fixing this house up. I sold it for this, blah, blah, whoop-de-whoop. I fixed my other house up. I sold it for this, blah, blah, whoop-de-whoop. Now, he moved to a place. I'm not going to give you the location, but you can pretty sure they pay. Let's just put it this way. They pay you to stay there. Anyway, he moved there, right? And he bought him some property. Now, there are different levels to staying off the grid. He bought him some property. Boom, boom. He's a half an hour away from a Walmart, a UPS, and a FedEx. You know, boom. That's all that's out there where he's staying. And we still, you know, FaceTime each other. You know, he has his medical THC license. You know what I'm saying? So I'll FaceTime like, yo, man, what are you doing, man? You're in the middle of nowhere. You know, you got your, you build him a cabin, you know, outdoorsman, woodsman type shit. Build him a cabin. And he also has like an RV type of thing that he stays in, right? Yeah, and he also has a car and an F-150. I don't get it. Anyway, whatever. I'm like, yo, man. And he will wake up in the morning. Check this out. This is when he was on Anchor. He ran through 15 sponsorships. 15 sponsorships in a month that he was on Anchor. And he was like, yo, man, I know all about this computer shit. These CPMs suck. Man, I'm going to stop doing this shit. I say, dude, do not stop doing this. This is the only way, you know, unless you call me, you know what I'm saying, that I can contact you. And I also found him on Telegram, but he didn't respond. Anyway, I don't know what happened to him. The last time I talked to him, he was taking a big-ass bong hit, and all the power went off. And I haven't heard from him since. But I'm saying that to say this. He wanted to get away from people, technology, and all that. Even though he was still on the internet, let's not be ridiculous. I mean, he's in the middle of nowhere. He's a half an hour away from a Walmart where he can get, and you know, get his prescription weed and all that shit. Yeah, where he's staying at is legal, and hey, whatever it is, what it is. But the last thing I said to him was, hey, man, you need an Akita. You know what Akita is, that big-ass dog. You need a woman. You know what I'm saying? And you need, well, you got your firearms and whatever, but hey, man, you're sitting out there taking bong hits in the middle of nowhere. And when he was on Anchor, he used to wake up, start his day, you know, walking through the snow or whatever in the wintertime. He sent me pictures of bear prints, puma prints, all type of stuff. And I'm like, dude, what? How can I say this? The fuck is wrong with you? But hey, some people prefer that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Now, there are different levels to off the grid. Some people might say that's not off the grid. I don't know, man. To me, that's way off the grid. Like I said, I haven't heard from him since. He was really going up on Anchor. I mean, he was getting like back in those days, you hear me? Back in those days, he was getting like right off the rip, man, like 500 listens per episode. And he was showing me his CPMs. He said, man, this is bullshit. I'm not making enough money. I'm like, bro, you only been on here for 2 months. Are you fucking kidding me? You got more sponsorships than me. But anyway, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? Oh, excuse me. To each his own. And this has just been a little podcast, something to think about. Off the grid, when it happens, what will you do? And can you survive?
Dreamer. Dream on. Dreamer. Dream on.
Fire.
And thank you so much for your time. Like I always like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me. Uh-oh. The cyber signal. And I'm out.